Good morning, Rabbi Chayodim, Klal Yud. We're looking at Siman Dalet. Figure Titan Chazal, Shirmer Kaladim, Bishachris, Parshas of Karbonis, Shitar Shabiksav. So we read the Parsha of the Karbonis in the morning, which is Tar Shabiksav. Perkei Zel Makarman, Shi Mishnah, Ubrais of the Rishmal, Shi Gemara. Now, interesting, if you look at the Gro actually, based on Shulchan Aruch back in Siman Aleph, which many Siddurim do not have this, Reb Aaron's Siddur does. Besides having the Mishnah is the Mezel Mekarmen, it also has the actual psukim of the parshias of the different karbanos, the carbon of the carbon chatas and the carbon oilo, the carbon shlomim, the carbon mincha, the carbon asham. So we have psukim which describe the carbon. So we'll learn the psukim about the karbanos and the tarshu b'ksav. Then we learn Ezel Mekarmen Shi Mishnah. That it's a Mishnah in. Ezel Mekarmen is a parak of Mishnayos, Mesechta Zvachim, the fifth parak. So that's Mishnah. Ubrais the Rishmol Shi Gemara. Then we also have the Brais of Rishmol at the end, which is the idea of discussing and contemplating and figuring out how things understand something, which is the process of understanding it. So we are explaining the process. What is the process? The cloud which needs the prout, which needs the cloud, which is lo minyon, which is yetsim kalalamed. So we're contemplating different ways of understanding something and the appropriate way to understand that. So we've gotten in. It's a brisa, so it's shi gemara, which we'll call it. It's not gemara in the classical sense. We call it gemara versus brisa, but it's the brisa, which is the section of the process of understanding. Rashi says the word gemara means the process of understanding the halachas, the sugyas of the gemara that you're learning. Kadeshim yitorid me'oid or onus. So if you get that in every morning, so therefore even a person is going to be very busy, or he's going to have a situation which he's forced not to have the opportunity to learn. This day will not have went by without some learning. So here's the minimal amount that we're suggesting that a person should learn, is getting in a section of Mikra, Mishnah, and Brisa / Gemara, and we're trying to get that amount in. There is another Gemara which is Masha that a person says Kriya Shema. I'm just saying the psukim of Kriya Shema will be the minimal amount, but obviously, like we said before, that the more says that does not, that fulfills the minimal obligation, the rice on the rice level. But Chazal came along and said a person has to have three different areas of endeavor of learning, so that you would not fulfill that second requirement. So this is much less than 3 or 4 hours a day. I do want to point out that many places are not noyig to say their kabonis, and you see from over here that that's really not appropriate. A person should make sure that he's saying the kabonis and the parashas of the kabonis. One of the explanations why that was given is because it was that the kana was made for people which are not sitting in yeshiva, and many people's. But a person was sitting in yeshiva because they were learning the whole day, so they did not need to say that. And from there, they went out to the next stage of their life, and they sort of assume that that's considered acceptable not to say that. But the truth is, a person who would be learning has made the majority of his day learning focused, and that has to change that situation. Should make sure that at that point in their life, they are saying the sections of the karbonos which will fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Let's just look at Siman Hay quickly. Talmud Torah Shechah Kanei Kol Mitzvahs. We know that Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah, and therefore, Hayulafano Asiyas a mitzvah with Talmud Torah. The person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and he has an opportunity to learn. If there are other people available who could do the mitzvah, so a person should not say, "I want a chapra on the mitzvah." A person should say, "I'm learning right now, and let somebody else do the mitzvah." If, however, that the mitzvah project will fall to the wayside, if a person does not get involved, so that will diminish his own learning, but he will make sure this mitzvah is done. So then, he should do the mitzvah, and after he's finished, he doesn't look at that he's received a blanket patur from learning Torah for today. You spent X amount of time doing the mitzvah, now go back to your learning. Shalom, Ben and Mekayim, Lerach Lishol Divra. Because if a person would not do that, so here's a situation where a mitzvah must be done, nobody else can do it, and he's not doing it, so that's considered a person who's learning and not fulfilling. And a person who's learning and not fulfilling, the Gemara says it's better he should not have been created, because if you just, the goal is just learning alone, the learning in Shemayim before you're born is much better learning. The yeshiva over there is much better Rebbe, and the Talmidim are much clearer, there's no shicha over there, there's no forgetting. So if the goal is just learning, what do you come to this world for? The Russian sent us this world to deal with the challenges of the world and to accrue the maise mitzvahs that a person will do under the challenging burdens which he had in this world. So a person must, in that situation, set aside his learning and go and do the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, then we say no, that the Torah has the other hand, it's the most primary mitzvah, so it will take precedence over other mitzvahs. Have a good night.